Del Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and they don't, and they won't, like that. Welcome to our program. We're going to start with Robert Green from Fraser Foods, who has some legal troubles, a bit of a legal snafu down there with one of or two of his employees. We are also going to talk about the North Korean satellite launch that failed today. There was a rocket launch from North Korea that was a failed launch, and it has been the subject of a great deal of conversation, believe it or not, among people that I know, entertainers and comics. Obviously, they make jokes about things, but I didn't think that this was going to be that big of a deal, and it's become quite a big deal for a lot of people. There's other news to get to tonight. We will get to all of that. Our website is philhenryshow.com. If you have a backstage pass, you can watch a live streaming video of our show and watch us perform our show. Our radio show is really the only one that's worth watching, and I don't mean that there aren't other radio shows that you can listen to that are, you know, fairly good, but ours is not only good, but you can watch it, and it's somewhat entertaining. So check us out on Phil TV in HD. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and you're having another sale tonight, right, Bob?
Well, we are, Phil, and you can hear that we have a pretty full house here tonight, so we're really happy about it.
If you get a little bit closer to the phone for me.
I said, Phil, we have a pretty full house tonight, so we're very happy.
Today, you received a phone call from an attorney, correct?
I did, and I chose to talk to a couple of members of the media, yourself and a few others, about this. You know, you were talking about the North Korean launch, this missile launch today, Phil. I was watching this with my employees, the news, as we do during lunchtime, and I saw the news that this North Korean missile had misfired or had somehow failed. I don't know anything about these things. I'm a businessman. I work in the grocery business. But like any news consumer, I'm interested in what's happening in the world.
Right.
So immediately, I began to hear the jokes on TV and on radio about the Asians who aren't able to shoot a missile in the air without the thing blowing up. I heard jokes about the the made in Japan and made in Korea and the, forgive me, but I did see on your website, or it might have been someone else, the bull haircuts.
Well, I didn't use the term bull haircut, I don't think.
Well, all right, but I think it was someone affiliated with your show. But to the point that I'm trying to make here, I'm hearing all of this, I think, very racist commentary about the Koreans and their space program. They were trying to get a satellite in the air.
Can I just make a comment here?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, the North Koreans are, they're not nice people.
No, I know that. But the comments about the satellite misfiring were all about how these Mr. Spock haircuts and these all those old jokes about how the Asians can't put anything up in the air because their slanted eyes make their peripheral vision, that, you know, bad for flying. I don't know how that works, but
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So while that is going on, and while that is on the air, you can put that in. We're having a sale tonight, Phil. We got people that are we're helping people out to the car with their.
All right. Are you all right to talk?
No, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just directing one of our workers. So while this was going on today, the comments about the North Koreans, about the inept North Koreans, about their technical abilities insofar as putting a satellite into space or putting a rocket into space, however, whatever they're doing, I get a call from this attorney who is a workplace or an employment attorney who is talking to me about a precursor settlement or a discussion or threat of a lawsuit against me. And, you know, he's trying to settle this thing for money. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, what was it about? Did he tell you?
Well, yes. In our business, We work as a team, and I've always encouraged us to be a team, even to the point, Phil, where we have sports slogans in our break room. It's, you know, I will often say it's third down and long. We really got to close out this weekend. Remember, customer service, customer service, customer service, and talk up the store wherever you are. I said it's third and long, you know, first down, it's the start of a new game. I use these terms.
Okay.
I even sometimes backhand my employees on the rear end as they do in sports. I don't think there's a football game that goes by on television that you don't see one player after another backhanding another player on his rear end. That is a friendly, encouraging gesture that bespeaks nothing more than friendly or encouraging. This gal, whose name I'm not allowed to mention, apparently contacted her lawyer after I backhanded at least three of my male employees. Jim Wren is one of them. Terry Martin's another. And then this lady, I backhanded her on the rear end. And I'm told that this is sexual harassment. Now, understand, Phil, that she's a middle-aged woman. She's not some young, hot thing.
How old is she?
She's in her 40s.
Well, that's not really middle-aged. When you say middle-aged, I'm thinking...
Well, she's approaching... she's in her mid-40s. She's that, in other words, a young woman. So you can't, there's no way that anybody's going to turn this into a sex thing. And yet that's what I was dealing with today. And I found it very hypocritical that in our society, I'm dealing with a lawyer telling me that my backhanding one of my employees on the rear end, a friendly gesture to encourage her.
You realize, Bob, that backhanding a woman on the rear end.
No, I get it.
That's very, I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it. I'm not judging. If what your intention was simply to say, hey, good game, guys, let's get in there and fight, and you backhand a female, I don't know, man.
It's a judgment call. If I made a mistake, I made a mistake. I'm happy to live by that. But why am I dealing with a lawyer when there are, when today in the news I'm listening to all this racism about these Koreans can't fire a missile because their peripheral vision's blocked by their slanted eyes.
And where were you hearing that, man? Because I tell you, anybody that would say something like that on the air, you know, maybe even 5 years ago you could get away with that.
I was hearing it on the radio. I was seeing it on TV. And
what TV show?
I saw it on one of the shows, The View, or whatever.
On The View?
I think so, yeah. In other words, they whatever these shows are, they pay the people to sit there.
No, I know the shows, but the specific show, it's interesting to know which one we're talking about. The View. Do you remember who said it?
Well, I think it was one of the very obvious people that you're going to think is going to say it. You know, like Whoopi Goldberg, one of the comedians, you know?
Okay. And she said the peripheral vision, huh?
Yeah, but they weren't the only ones. Understand that all day I'm listening to stories about, oh, look at the Koreans can't fire a missile. You know, the Mr. Spock haircut crack I heard, the bull haircut I heard. And I'm on the phone with a lawyer. And I even said to this man, he's a good guy, his name is Thornton. And I said, you know, you're talking to me about suing me because I backhanded your client on the rear end, or that's what she's alleging. And meanwhile, all of these bull haircut jokes about Koreans, the racism. And he said to me, it's unfortunate. And I said, don't you feel silly calling me up with a complaint like this?
Well, look, can I make a comment on the...
But I asked the attorney, and he said to me, you know what, I have to make a living, and so on and so forth. So, you know, I'm thinking, boy, the woman that contacted him, that my employee, she doesn't even know she's got a lawyer who's sitting there saying, well, I got to make a living. So I don't even know if this guy's going to take it.
All right, you're probably saying more than you should, you know, because this guy's probably listening, you know.
No, no, believe me, Phil, if there's one thing in this world that does not frighten me, it's lawyers.
But I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you this question. I get it about the jokes about the Koreans. It's a lot of it's very funny. A lot of it just has to do with how technically inept they are.
No. What I heard today wasn't just that the North Koreans are technically inept. it was that these Mr. Spock haircuts and the slanted eyes. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. And yet, what is the end result of the day? I'm being called by a lawyer because I backhanded his client, a woman in her 40s, on the rear end to try to encourage her to work a little harder.
So, we live in a hypocritical society.
We live in a hypocritical society. And that's what I was trying to get this attorney to see.
Well, I don't know what can be done about that. Let's talk about it here after the break.
Well, if there is no way to discuss something like this in a public forum, then the country is doomed. I almost feel like I would have to fire all of my female checkers just so I can go to work and be a normal human being and not fear that I'm going to be the target of something. When there's all these racists out there talking about Koreans with their funny-looking eyes.
And all right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. There's some frustration being expressed there by Robert Green of Fraser Foods on contact he had with an attorney because of what the attorney is alleging was sexual harassment of his client and the hypocrisy that he sees in him having to deal with that while the North Korean missile launch today was the subject of some what he calls racist commentary by comics, calling them bull haircuts, and there's a double standard somewhere. Well, sure there is. Welcome to the world. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. And one thing to think about is who's got the better case here, you know? Is Bob, when he says there's racism out there, that doesn't necessarily mean we forgive the fact that he's backhanding this woman on the ass. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Like that too, you know.
877-876-PHIL. We're back here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. We're talking with him about there is a sexual harassment complaint that is being leveled against you by one of your checkers. You had this backhand of the rear end of all of your employees, male and female.
Yeah, absolutely, male and female. And
so you did this to other women, and they didn't mind.
I have to be honest with you, Phil. No one has expressed any concern except for her. How many women? I don't know. I don't count. I don't look at it that way.
Well, were you aware that this was a woman?
Of course, I was aware it was a woman. It's a middle-aged lady. And I will tell you, I don't tend to do that with the younger women because they are definitely going to. I think they're going to be a little more hypersensitive. Backhanding one of the older women, I didn't think was going to be a problem because generally, if you backhand an older gal on the rump, on the rear end, just to say good job, a lot of times they're flattered by that. You know, the attention is welcome.
How much experience do you have doing that?
Well, that's something that I don't want to talk with you about necessarily. I'm just saying you would think. But let's get back to what we're really talking about here, Phil, is the racism today about the North Korean missile launch and how these people are getting away with calling them every name in the book.
And well, so far you've said you heard bull haircut and you...
I heard bull haircut, the slanted eyes, they can't shoot a missile in the air, these Koreans, you know, people say that, Korean, and I found it very disturbing. Well, in the middle of the day, I'm having to deal with this lawyer. And I asked him, I said, what about the racism, you know?
The racism of the Koreans?
Not the Koreans, no, the racism of the people calling them bull haircuts. That's the point that I'm trying to make. That's the hypocrisy that I was talking about.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Ralph on the line. Go ahead, Ralph. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Robert Green.
You have something mixed up. If you went to South Korea and said what you had to say and let them explain to you why they feel them way, that way about the North Koreans, then you wouldn't make that statement.
America. I heard these comments in America, not South Korea.
Okay, but
you are lumping
South Korea with North Korea. There's a difference.
Right.
And what you think about the North Koreans, they could care less about you trying to take up for their head.
In our country, when you're making a comment about, you know, racial comments in America are frowned upon, is my point. So,
North Korea? Is North Korea communist?
I think they are a communist country, yes, sir.
No, there's nothing. They are communist country.
Well, that doesn't mean you get to call them a bunch of slant eyes, does it? I mean,
I'm black. Wait a minute. I'm black. What if they called us since the time that they brought us over here?
Well, they shouldn't. And even if you were a communist, they shouldn't make those. That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't say that. So the North Koreans, they're communists. You're right. But they're still, you know, what they are. They're whatever they are. They're Asian. Is that what it is?
Asian Pacific, yeah.
All right, Asian.
You defended them. Not going to help
yes,
their call or your call, no shape, form, or fashion.
Why do you say that? I mean, I'm trying to say, I heard comedians today, sir, on TV and on radio and so forth. Oh, yeah, you know, they can't shoot a missile in Korea because of the slanted eyes. You can't see sideways. Something ridiculous like that. I don't know.
They do that to Americans.
What do they say about us?
Right. They make fun of us.
Well, there's different kinds of Americans. What are they going to say?
Comedians make fun of everybody.
I just feel that it's racist.
All right, Bob, let's grant that it's racist, whatever that, you know. And I think I will tell you this, working in entertainment myself, it's probably a little overboard to say slanted eyes and bull haircuts, but you were accused today of a sexual harassment.
No. See, this is what happens. You get sidetracked. You want to get back to me slapping this girl on the rear end, and you don't want to talk about the main issue, which was I heard this guy today say something on 5 million Mr. Spock haircuts, and they can't get a missile in the air. That was the joke.
Okay, so that was the joke, and it was an offensive joke.
It was very, very racist.
Okay. Meanwhile, you get a phone call from an attorney saying that his client, an employee of yours, is complaining. Now, you got yourself a sexual harassment complaint.
Yeah, exactly. And my, you know, it wasn't racist of me. I was slapping her on the rear end to make her feel like she's part of the team. Big deal.
What century are you living in? Because...
Well, sir, I...
Hold on. Let me talk. You can look
an older
at a woman.
She's an older woman.
Matter of old or young woman, you can look at a woman the wrong way and you'll get harassment against you. But you go and slap them on the back of the butt.
Good point. Yep. That's Bob, you know, these days you look at them, just as the gentleman said, sideways.
Wait. Are either one of you gentlemen employers?
I am. And I don't think...
Yes,
all right,
I am.
Then you guys know that... As an employer, you're trying to get the most work out of your employees. A lot of them, you know, they sit around and smoke a cigarette.
Come on,
what's that?
Man. Not touching them on the butt.
I didn't touch, sir. That's the... I didn't touch. I slapped her on the butt.
Did your hand meet her body?
It hit the fat of her butt.
Okay, well, you will find out when you go to court that you might as well make the settlement because you will lose.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I think it's a hell of a country that drags me into court, and meanwhile, the anti-Korean...
Bob, I'm going to say something. It sounds to me like you're using this Korean issue as a way of defending yourself.
No, I am not. I told you the woman was middle-aged.
That doesn't make any difference. She's middle-aged. Okay. Ralph, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, sir, very much. We have to take a break. Thank you. Okay. I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. But Robert Green, contacted by an attorney for sexual harassment against one of his employees, but he's saying the racism directed at the Koreans today over the failed missile launch is much worse. And that's all anybody's been talking about. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I don't understand.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Today, the North Koreans launched a missile. They were attempting to put a satellite into orbit, and it was a colossal failure. And I say colossal because the North Koreans had been touting their technology, their society, as one that was every bit as advanced as the West, and their Marxist-Leninist run government and society and culture is one that is equal with the West. You know, they're one of the last holdout hardline Stalinist, I call them Marxist-Leninist, hardline Stalinist societies in the world. I don't know, they may be the last. Even the Chinese are not that conservative when it comes to their communist ideology. But the launch was a failure, Bob. You heard a lot of racism in the middle of you dealing with an attorney.
And to the gentleman that I just spoke with, I just want to make one point.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I slapped the lady on the rear end, but she was a middle-aged woman. She wasn't a young woman. She was a woman that I felt would appreciate and understand that it was not a sexual thing. But what shocked me was after getting off the phone with this lawyer, you know, and I put that in quotes, and I don't mean to talk disparagingly, but I was not impressed with him. What shocked me is I got off the phone only to come around the corner in the lunchroom, in the break room, and there were three or four of my checkers who had on one of these shows, The View or one of them, Talk Soup or whatever you call it, and they're talking about, oh, look at North Korea, all those Mr. Spock haircuts, and they can't get one missile, and so forth.
I understand.
And I was stunned that I was being persecuted. And
you really call it a persecution when you're slapping this woman's rear end?
Well, I'm trying to get a business. It feels a little bit like I'm being persecuted when something like this is happening that I think is much more significant in our society every time, you know, the black people, and I don't blame them, they always speak up when there's something wrong. And I'm speaking up now for Koreans. No one cares. All they want to do is drop me down a hole and forget about it.
Well, the other gentleman mentioned that you may have to settle, and I seem to think that it feels that way to me. Our number is 877-876-7445. Let me go to Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Phil, I'm trying to keep from laughing here, but it's a little hard for me to believe that that guy, your guest there, is that delusional. But as far as I know...
Well, I understand, sir, what I did was wrong, okay? But I think that in a day and age where the racism that's been going on. Look at this George Zimmerman deal.
Oh, you're not going to bring that up now, are you?
Well, look, listen. The world is a big place. I mean, you have control of yourself. And, I mean, you could go around picking out problems from here, there, and everywhere as much as a day is long. I mean, you know, I think it's kind of laughable that you know, that you don't get it, that, you know, that's wrong. I mean, I understand, okay?
I thought I was doing the lady, she's a middle-aged woman. I thought, how could you ever think it was sexual?
And, well, now you're moving into an area where you're insulting her.
Oh, see? Look at that. I can't win for losing. If I say that I slapped her on the rear end because she's middle-aged and I thought maybe she'd appreciate the attention, now I'm insulting her. If I slapped her on the rear end because she's young, you know, I did it because I wanted to encourage her in her work efforts as a football coach would encourage his players. All right, well, so I made a mistake.
As far as I know, sexual harassment is defined as unwelcome sexual advances. So it really has nothing to do with your intent. It has everything to do with how she received it.
Right, right.
What do you mean, right? I hear you saying right, but I don't know what this gentleman means. What does that mean, how she received it? I had no sexual intent behind it whatsoever.
Like I said, it has nothing to do with your intent. It has everything to do with how she perceived it. Now, I don't know what to tell you except for go find a dictionary and look
what you're trying to tell me. Let me ask you, you know.
Well, we're talking about the law now, Bob.
Well, you may be talking about the law, but I mean, my question, this guy's laughing.
So, I'm sorry.
Okay, so,
great.
So we live in a country.
America's laughing too.
I don't know why it's so funny if I say to a woman or my employees, I want to encourage you guys to do the best you can. There's all kinds of football analogies here in the store, in the break room, in the locker room, in the dock, in the loading dock, everywhere. And so here's this woman who is, you know, pushing 50. And
you know, you keep on talking like that, and it's not helping you out, like that other guy said, you know.
Why isn't it helping me out?
She's pushing 50. She's middle-aged. How could she possibly misconstrue my intent?
Okay, so there you go. So, in other words, I'm supposed to say, oh, boy, she had a really great ass?
No, you're not supposed to say that.
This guy's laughing. Sir, can I ask you something? You know this George Zimmerman deal, right? You know the George Zimmerman case? Today, when the Koreans launched that missile, all over the news was, ha-ha, look at these slant eyes. Ha-ha.
I didn't hear slant eye. Where are you hearing this?
What do you mean, where am I hearing it?
Well, I heard a lot of commentary. Slant eye is such an arcane and blatantly insulting thing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know what else
haircut?
To tell you.
What about bull haircut? What about bull haircut?
Bull haircut.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Go ahead.
I don't know what else to say, but
well, I appreciate your call.
That's how this guy wants to top a field and far power to him.
Well, see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You automatically assume the worst. Why? Why? Why don't you believe me?
I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm having a hard time with is if you are innocent, I don't understand. It seems far-fetched that you're bringing up Korea.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Why are you saying that?
Because right now we got that George Zimmerman case going, and you guys are trying to tell me that what I'm saying is far-fetched.
Now you're bringing in George Zimmerman, so you have brought in to this discussion George Zimmerman and the North Korean missile launch today. Here's Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I cannot stop laughing at this guy. If you're going to go with the whole sport,
do you own your own business?
Hold on.
Do you own your own business, sir?
Not any longer. I actually sold mine. I used to own a restaurant.
Very significant.
My comment is if you're going to go with the whole sports analogy based off your address, what happened to the hands in the middle of a huddle? Go team. What happened to high fives? You know, good game. Keep going. You know, let's go get them.
Well, I'm sorry that I don't run my business like you do, and maybe that's why you lost your business, and I still have one.
He said he sold his business.
If I was one of your employees and you touched me on my butt, I'm sorry, it would have been almost natural reflex to put you in a hockey check up against the wall.
Then you got a lawsuit.
Middle-aged or 40. No, you touched me first. That's assault, first of all, not even sexual harassment. You touched me on my private area, on my butt.
Well, I mean, are you trying to tell me that a backhand slap on your rear end, and you turn around and you run my face along the, like in hockey, you just said, so you're going to drag my face along the board like that guy Lemieux did to that one guy Draper.
What are you talking about?
It's called
the guy
perception.
Just.
It's our perception, how you perceive the situation.
Right, that's what the other guy was talking about.
That's what the gentleman before me was talking about.
Yeah, well, you can say
you can sit there and say this lady's she's middle aged, she's older, whatever. She's probably married, got a family. You think her husband wants you touching her on her butt?
I don't know the answer to that, sir. Probably not. And I think
probably not. Are you married?
All right.
Are you married?
I was. Not now. No.
That explains a lot right there. You guys have a good day.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, are you telling me that not being married is bad? Let me tell you what, my friend. I've never had so much fun.
Well, you know what, Bob? While you're having fun, you need to understand that not every day in life and work is a singles bar. You know, and you're...
Whoa. What do you mean singles bar?
The way you're dealing with the situation that we're talking about seems rather cavalier, like you're not really getting it. You know,
Bill, I told you already that I understand if this lawyer wants to get tough, if he wants to settle for some money, fine. I just don't understand why it is that when I tried to give some old lady a thrill, not a thrill, but...
Was it a thrill or was it something for work?
It was to encourage her to work better. And I do that, but the Koreans are all a bunch of... slant eyes, and I'm the guy that's got to talk to a lawyer. I don't get it. I can live to be 1,000. I'll never understand it.
I don't think that you understand based on a basic ignorance.
I'm ignorant.
Well, yeah, because what you're saying is you just don't understand how this personal situation involving you could be anywhere near as bad as this global perception of the Koreans and their abilities or lack thereof. And that's just not happening, man. All right.
It's not happening, man. I mean, you know...
It just doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Well, you want to be a smartass about it.
Well, you're talking to me... All right, fine. I will pay the attorney.
Hold on for a minute here, and just hold on. I've got to take a break, and we're going to take a few more phone calls, and we are talking here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Later on, we're going to discuss John Edwards and just exactly how it is John Edwards, a wealthy man, could be up to his rear end in trouble right now for possibly taking money from his campaign fund to pay for an affair. He's on trial. That particular proceeding is happening. We'll be talking about that later on in the show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Robert Green from Fraser Foods on his being accused of sexual harassment and the Korean missile launch. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Far-fetched. And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We have with us Robert Green from Fraser Foods. And, you know, you've been hearing people's opinions here, Bob, about you backhanding this woman on the rear end. Her attorney has called you, has accused you of sexual harassment.
Let me ask you something. Don't you think she should have said something?
Did she not say anything to you?
I have to tell you, Phil, I don't remember because, and you're not going to appreciate this because you have not appreciated it all hour, but I was in shock when I heard the Korean story.
Oh, come on. I mean, you're going to keep on going with that.
It was absolutely uppermost in what I was reading today because I was on Twitter, and a lot of the people that I follow on Twitter are comedians and professional entertainers.
Okay.
And they were making jokes about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I want to pursue that question, though, further with you. Here is Kathy. Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, my God, this guy is just absolutely unbelievable. Let me tell you from a woman's viewpoint with this. This guy has got, he keeps bringing in racists, and this guy's a sexist. So there's not too, you know, it's not too far off the mark here. It's just switching
treating
one
a woman
to another.
Equally? Treating a woman equally?
Pardon me?
That makes, I was treating a woman equally with men. That makes me a sexist?
No. Okay, darling, let me finish, please. Also
I was slapping
too,
her on the butt the way I would the guys. That's why I say equally.
Except women. Let me tell you from a woman's viewpoint. This is really something men may not even realize. Because men are the stronger sex physically, women are always on guard, watching guys to see what they're going to do. Men, when they cross the line and touch you physically, you don't know what they're going to do next to you. And that's something you may not have thought about.
I don't understand. I mean, you can walk up. I'm right here. That doesn't make any sense, because if I am touching, it doesn't make any sense. Look, I've walked up to women like you.
If women are afraid of being touched physically because men are a stronger animal, stronger than us women.
And
women are always on guard, like getting in a taxi. So for you to cross the line and touch somebody physically,
wait, hold on for a minute. Do women dance with men? Do women dance with men? Yes, they do.
Yes.
So what do you mean they're afraid of being touched physically?
They pick the ones that they want to dance with, darling. They didn't pick you.
Well, wait a second. You said they're afraid of being touched physically. Now, they are
they're on
like
guard. And when a man crosses the line,
you're telling me that when a woman goes out on a dance floor and dances with a guy, she's ready to knee him in the testicles. That's what you're saying, which sounds insane.
Wait a minute. She didn't say
that.
Yes, she did.
We choose. Women choose who they want to be with. We didn't choose you to slap us on the butt.
If I walked up to you and I gave you a neck massage, is that going to kill you? No.
I would tell you to keep your hands off me. You don't know.
Yeah, she didn't. Right. She didn't tell you.
Wait. You don't understand. I'm giving her a neck massage.
No, you don't understand. No, darling, you don't understand. Step in a woman's shoes, talk to a female. Pardon me?
If I walk up behind you and you're sitting in the break room here at Fraser Foods where we all work, and I give you a neck and an arm massage.
No.
Huh?
I would say,
are you kidding?
I'd say no. And that is
I haven't hurt you.
Pardon me?
I haven't hurt
you.
How do you
know what you're doing to me? If I'm not inviting you to touch me, don't do it. That's what you don't understand.
That's what you're not getting, Bob.
But, Mr. Henry, you don't need to chime in and act like, you know, you're all
done
with
what women are
thinking.
Oh, act like he's on my side? Like he's on, like he could be a feminist? Is that what you're tripping on?
No, ma'am, but he's chiming in as if he understands how it all, you know, works.
Look at Bob. I don't understand how it all works.
Tell me the caller is on your side.
All right, all I'm saying is if I walked up behind you and
I
backhanded
you
rear end.
What is it that you understand about? No, Bob.
I'm asking you. No, I'm giving you a scenario. I'm giving you a scenario. If I backhand your rear end and I say, nice job, Kathy.
Thank you.
And you're telling me that
I'll pray for this joke.
Don't you think that's egotistical of you to think it's sexual? Don't you think it's egotistical? Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm asking you a question.
Thank you very much.
I backhand her on the rear end and she thinks she's so hot. It's all about sex.
Well, look, Bob. I mean.
No, not look, Bob.
Yes, look, Bob, because if the lady says that it, I think she's hung up, but if the lady says that you have touched her in an unwelcome way, you're going to have to take her word for it. And you have to.
All right, all right. So, and this is the discussion, by the way, I had with a lawyer today. I'm going to have to pay out because of you and your listeners and the guilt trip that I'm getting from just about everybody that I know. It's probably going to cost me around 50, 60 grand to settle this. Meanwhile,
the world goes on. Meanwhile, the Koreans. Meanwhile, George Zimmerman. Meanwhile, all kinds of stuff. You know, there's an old saying, if you take care of yourself, it will, you know, the world will... You know the saying, right?
No, I don't.
If a man takes care of himself, then the world will take care of itself.
No, I've never heard that. That sounds ridiculous.
What I'm saying is, Bob...
Yeah, I mean, you're making a statement here, which is fine.
No, I'm just telling you, if you take care of your life, then the world outside of your life is going to make more sense.
What?
You don't understand half of the stuff that I'm saying.
No, I swear to God, you can ask anybody, that doesn't make any sense. If I take care of myself, then the world outside of me is going to make sense. So I've taken care of myself. I'm a wealthy man. I've got a great business. But today, $50,000 is going to fly out of my pocket into the purse of this lady because the Koreans...
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, now it's your turn. Yeah, $50,000. So you sexually harassed this lady?
No, I didn't. I don't. No, I didn't.
Well, then why are you paying 50 grand?
To make it go away.
Okay. And that's because the Koreans did what?
Because they launched a missile.
So in other words, you sexually harassed a woman because the Koreans launched a missile.
You just said they launched it. I said
launched a missile.
No. What I,
you know what, Bob? Here's the problem we're having here. You bringing in the Korean situation screwed this six ways to sunset from the gate because you're trying to mitigate what it was you did in your own life, and this is what we should have been talking about, just this sexual harassment claim.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's leave out the racism against the Koreans so you can spread me across the anthill without any distractions. Well, no.
No, this is not. You're not being tortured. This is you having to pay for a mistake you made. I say again, the world is going to do what the world is going to do. There's all kinds of things happening beyond our control. And if ever there was a lesson, that old serenity prayer that they use, you know, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. You can't do anything about the Koreans right now.
I can do something about them being called a bunch of Mr. Spock haircuts.
What are you going to do? Go to every cat that says that? Thank you very much, Robert Green from Fraser Foods. We'll be back here. We're going to talk a little bit about John Edwards and how this man, who at one time was running for president of the United States, a U.S. senator, how this man now finds himself in the sordid, tawdry business of figuring out whether he stole money from his own campaign to have an affair while his wife was dying of cancer. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. And
boy, now see right there. This guy's having an affair.
Get out of here. Be right back to Phil Hendry Show.
God. So unfair.
Phil Hendry.
What about John Edwards?